Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer, and you may notice that I introduce these podcasts by saying the studios, plural, of WNYC, because in addition to the usual performance room that houses our piano and our drum kit, and where we usually present this show, WNYC also has a ground floor performance venue called the Green Space, which you can see. You know, you can actually walk down Varick Street and look through the windows and see what's going on in there, and there is often stuff happening there. But what you're about to hear is part of a 24-hour marathon that we did back in the spring to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the opening of the Green Space. And the performances are by the Ataka String Quartet. Now, this is one of the best and brightest of the young string quartets here in New York, and that's a pretty crowded field. They play Beethoven, they play Haydn, they play in concert halls, they play in church crypts, as it turns out. But they also play the music of our time, the complete string quartets of John Adams, the music of Paola Prestini, and on this occasion, the music of the Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Caroline Shaw. The Ataka were just about to release their album called Orange, music of Caroline Shaw, and they gave our audience in the Green Space a bit of a preview of that music.
Thank you. We're going to be playing a piece called Plan and Elevation, which is based on the botanical gardens of Dumbarton Oaks in Washington, D.C. It's a five-movement piece, but runs together seamlessly, culminating in a scene with the mighty beech tree, which if you've ever seen the beech tree of Dumbarton Oaks, it's basically the largest tree you've ever seen in a city, and it overwhelms you with the depth of spirituality the earth has to offer you. And we hope that Planet Elevation offers you that same glimpse at what the earth has to offer. Thank you.
Ataka Quartet playing the music of Caroline Shaw live here at the Green Space. And that work is called Plan and Elevation. Let me introduce you to the members of the Ataka Quartet. Our violinist, Amy Schroeder. And Keiko Tagunaka. You heard briefly from Nathan Schramm, the violist. He referred to me as infamous, and I tried to take offense, and I just couldn't do it because it's pretty much on the nose. And the cellist is Andrew Yee. All of the music you're hearing is on their new record called Orange. Andrew, let me ask you about Plan and Elevation. Nathan referred to Dumbarton Oaks as kind of an inspiration for that piece. All I know about Dumbarton Oaks is that Stravinsky wrote a concerto named after it. Right. So for anyone else who is similarly benighted about Dumbarton Oaks, illuminate for us.
Dumbarton Oaks is a lovely estate that has a beautiful garden. And the way that it is arranged is that each landscape you find yourself in is completely unique, and you can't see any of the other gardens, and then you turn a corner and suddenly you're in another garden. And that's the way that it was built. It was built specifically that way, which is what the title refers to, Plan and Elevation. Each garden is on a sort of a different elevation, so each movement is a sort of portrait of a different section of the garden. So you have the ellipse, and you have cutting garden, and you have the herbaceous border, the orangery, and the beech tree.
And Amy, you guys did a video about and in the orangery.
Yes, we did. Actually, we had the pleasure of working with filmmaker Tristan Cook, who is just an amazing filmmaker who works a lot with classical musicians. And he's a huge admirer of Caroline Shaw, as we all are. And he took a film crew of, I believe, four people out to Dumbarton Oaks. And we got to go out there as well and film with them. And we're actually only in one of the movements of the film. But the rest of it is sort of a beautiful documentary about the grounds. With the music in the background.
Well, now, you know how music videos normally work, is the band is miming to their recording.
Yes.
How does it work with a string quartet?
Well, that's a good question, especially because the orangery actually has some really amazing acoustics in it, but we didn't use them because we had our recording and we sort of am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And
we
practiced a lot with our own CD because obviously when we perform this music, quite often things change, you know, our tempos change, and so we had to really play with ourselves the best we possibly could on the CD, and yeah, that's what we did.
Okay. Andrew, you mentioned how, you know, one garden, you know, you turn a corner and suddenly you're in another. So those gardens are, they are literally ataka.
They are attached
to each other.
You betcha.
But why is the quartet called Ataka?
We're called Ataka because we formed 16 years ago. And we were going to do
a couple... What were you, nine?
Exactly, yeah. We were the Muppet Babies. I think you heard of us. We were about to do a competition, and we needed a name. And we sort of fought for a couple months about it. And it was, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning before the deadline. And so we just opened a music dictionary and said every single word before quartet that sounded good. And so we can always change it later. Basically, just we liked that it sort of had this connotation of being attached and, you know, always going on and playing the next piece of music, which has been sort of a credo for us in the quartet, always devouring new music. Yeah.
Yeah. And Amy, how did you guys first come to meet Caroline Shaw, become familiar with her music, and what led to this new record?
Well, actually, I really like how Andrew tells this story, so I'm just going to tell it a similar way. But that Andrew actually knew, and Nathan also knew Caroline previous to making this album, and both of them...
I should say, Caroline is a violinist herself.
Yes, she is. She's a fantastic violinist and an amazing singer, and she's in a group called Roomful of Teeth.
That's a vocal octet.
Yes, and Andrew said, oh my gosh, I cannot wait. We're going to Vail this summer, and Roomful of Teeth is going to be there. I can't wait for you guys to hear them. So we got to know them a bit over the week, and then when we heard their first performance, it was like nothing I've ever heard before. And I couldn't believe myself, and I was overcome with emotion. And as Andrew said, he started ugly crying during the the performance, and looked down the row, and there I was with probably snot coming out of my nose, and also ugly crying myself. And it was just one of the most amazing experiences to hear Partita for Eight Voices, which is the piece that Caroline won the Pulitzer Prize for. Since then, we were just addicted to her music and her energy, and I think, you know, it was just an obvious choice to record her pieces and to continue playing them forever, hopefully.
Well, one of the great things about Caroline Shaw's music, if you don't know Room Full of Teeth, you know, they're this splendid vocal octet that draws on vocal traditions from around the world, not just Western classical music. Things that sound very avant-garde but turn out to be like centuries old in places like Mongolia or Central Africa. So Amy, Andrew was talking about, you know, the idea of a taka, you know, on to the next piece without a break. You know, you guys go from the classics to the contemporary, and it's all part of a continuum, it seems.
Yes.
So you've worked with John Adams, you've worked with Paola Prestini, now with Caroline Shaw. How different an experience is it when you can actually call up the composer and say, what did you mean in measure 48 there?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing, because you know, we're actually working on playing the complete Beethoven quartets right now, and if I could call
Beethoven...
He doesn't
Beethoven, answer your calls,
yeah,
does he?
Yeah, I mean, so many questions that we debate for months about tempos and, you know, dynamics and what articulation, what did he mean by that, you know? But to be able to talk to the composer and sort of just get a feeling for what they were feeling in the moment that they wrote it, it just really helps us to come to the sound that we're looking for, basically. And Caroline's very flexible with that, I would say. She obviously has a very clear idea of the way she wants things to sound, but she's very flexible in that when she hears something that wasn't maybe exactly as she had heard it before in her mind, she says, oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. Let's go further in that direction, or, you know, let's try this. And sometimes, even in the studio, she rewrote things, which was really awesome.
Yeah. And I can't leave the stage because my producer, Karen, will kill me if I don't say two words to you, Andrew, and those are Star Wars. Oh. Go.
I did an arrangement of Star Wars that people seem to like. it was actually a gift to Keiko. She stayed, when she came to the United States, she stayed with a couple who were big Star Wars fans. And so I did a Star Wars arrangement for Keiko as a gift to those people. So,
yeah. Okay.
Check it out on YouTube.
Oh, also the new trailer came out. Did anybody see it?
That's...
Oh my God. Chills.
Wow.
Not like Lion King chills, but like good Star Wars chills. Yeah.
Okay. Punctum is the work we're going to hear next.
Yeah.
More music from Caroline Shaw. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Ataka Quartet.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Ataka String Quartet playing music by Caroline Shaw, not in our usual live performance studio, but downstairs in the green space, WNYC's ground floor performance venue, which fronts on Varick Street in Lower Manhattan. The green space opened 10 years ago, this Ataka Quartet performance, part of a 24-hour marathon celebrating the 10th anniversary, and it was appropriate that we had a string quartet playing new music on this occasion, because the very first thing that ever happened in the green space was one of our soundcheck programs, in which my featured guest was the late, great Lou Reed, but one of the other guests was the New York string quartet called Ethel, doing a world premiere of a piece that we had commissioned called Radio from the composer Osvaldo Golijov. So having Ataka playing the music of Caroline Shaw really was a neat callback to the way the green space opened 10 years earlier. And they closed their live set with one final piece by Caroline Shaw. Here's the Ataka Quartet with Valencia. Thank you. the Ataka Quartet, recorded live in the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue here at WNYC. And that piece, Valencia, comes from their album called Orange, the music of Caroline Shaw. And we've been listening to a special edition of the Soundcheck podcast. Our technical director, as always, is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'd like to give a special shout-out to the whole crew of the Green Space, who, as always, were so professional and so much fun to work with. And, of course, thanks to the members of the Ataka Quartet as well. And thank you for joining us. I'm John Schaefer. There's lots more, including videos and our wide-ranging podcast series of live performances on our website at newsounds.org.